While you were sleeping, what happened? What disrupted you animal-wise? We just heard from Krista, who discovered a bat trying to burrow into her mouth while she was sleeping.
And then I felt on its back really kind of coarse, short hair. And when that happened, I realized that was not a mouse.
Nope, it was in fact a bat.
Yep.
And luckily for her, it didn't have rabies or anything like that. We got a text from Renee who said, don't know if this could be the reason that that happened, but bats can't see very well and they rely on sonar. Maybe he sensed a hole, or maybe the bat was drunk. You know how drunk people enter the wrong house? He probably just entered the wrong hole.
Drunk bat. Okay. Well, Melissa has another bat story. When I lived in Northwest Arkansas, I woke up in the middle of the night to my dog jumping up in the air on my bed. I saw something flapping in the air. Then it flew into the living room, realizing it was a bat. We opened windows in the front door, but couldn't find it come daylight. Found the bat on the floor, lying on its back with its arms crossed. It looked like a little bitty Dracula.
Was it still alive?
I don't know. Not sure. Wow.
Amanda said, had a daughter. My daughter had a moth go in her mouth. She is still traumatized.
What wild
thing did you wake up to discover? Jessica, I woke up to my cat sitting on my chest. That happened.
Sure.
Staring directly into my eyes. Cute, right? Then I realized he had a live mouse in his mouth.
Oh.
I had to take PTO that day.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
What you got there, buddy?
Oh, David. I woke up at 3 a.m. to the sound of a goat screaming in my backyard. I live in a subdivision in the city.
Oh.
Went outside. There were 3 goats standing around like they had a meeting scheduled. I went back to bed, and in the morning, they'd wandered off.
Random.
That is a little random.
That is random.
Yes.
That's funny.
Oh, Mike. Woke up to my wife screaming, there's a snake in the toilet! I thought she was joking. She was not. I spent the next 45 minutes trying to figure out what to do. Ended up calling animal control to handle it.
Wow. Yeah, we just got a picture from Mary Jane, who had texted us. I had a tree frog going onto my face.
Yeah.
While I was sleeping, I was on my phone, didn't know what the heck was on me.
Yeah.
Pretty cool, she says.
Not cool. Not cool.
She thought it was cool.
Yeah, I don't know. I would not. Oh, nightmares for days. Nightmares.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, my gosh, Tiffany, I woke up because my husband yelled, don't move.
Yeah.
There was a possum underneath our bed.
Oh, gosh.
That reactivated my fear of monsters under my bed.
Yeah.
And I had to run and jump into bed for the next several months. 1,000%. Listen, when I was little, I thought Jaws lived under my bed.
Of course.
Doesn't matter. It didn't make logistical sense. He lived there.
What wild thing did you wake up to discover? Lauren said, I woke up and heard scratching in the walls of my apartment. That can be kind of terrifying, right?
Yeah.
I called my landlord, who said, it's probably a squirrel. Then I heard what sounded like a full-blown squirrel family reunion above my bedroom. Babies screaming, running. Turned it out, it was indeed a family of squirrels.
In the wall.
In the wall.
Oh, wow. Oh, Chris says, I woke up to about 30 people outside my house. Apparently a horse had escaped from somewhere and wandered into my front yard overnight. The horse was just peacefully eating my bushes.
Yeah.
Its owner picked it up about an hour later. But that was kind of wild.
Kentucky things.
It's Kentucky things.
Kentucky things.
Yeah.
This is wild.
Oh my gosh, Nicole, I woke up because I heard rustling in my bathroom. Turned on the light to discover a raccoon staring back at me. I screamed, slammed the door, called my dad to fix it.
Dad. This is what you're going to need.
I'm a grown woman, but I'm going to need for you to come over and get rid of the raccoon in the bathroom.
I have learned that the only time my daughters call me is when there is something wrong.
At least they're still calling.
That's right. Yeah. Natalie texts us and said, similar to the other person's cat story, many years ago I woke up to a cat on my bed, which would have been cute, except at the time, I did not own a cat.
Oh! Oh, wow!
Hey, little buddy!
Whose cat is this?
Hey, little buddy. The cat's like, hey, do you know where I am?
Oh!
Hey, by the way, while you're trying to figure out where I am, why don't you give me some food, too?
Oh, Dr. Aaron, cat brought a dead rabbit head. A dead rabbit head! In my room in the middle of the night. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
Animals are great. I love animals. I love animals.
I am shooken from that one. Wow. That's why it's probably one of the. I'm not a cat person. That's probably why. That's one of them.
Yeah, Jessica, my husband and I used to rent a trailer. She texted us, I woke up with a raccoon carving a hole through our ceiling above our bed.
No, sir.
She said, needless to say, didn't go to work that day.
No.
My husband had to come home to try and get the raccoon out of our ceiling.
Oh, no.
Jeez.
Could you imagine if he just fell on you? Dug a hole so big he just fell on you. And no.
Oh. Mm-mm. Well, at least Sandy, who texted us, it was their own pet.
Oh.
But she said, my son's snake got out, and my son woke up in the middle of the night with it curled up on his chest.
Kind of cute, though.
Is it kind of cute?
It's almost kind of cute, but no. But kind of.
Is it kind of cute?
Maybe. It's like, you're just like, I want to sleep next to you. I see dogs do that.
Yeah, yeah.
The snake's just hey. Dogs, cats, can do it. I
snakes.
Can do it too.
Right. Melissa said she was about 13. She texted us and said, I woke up to my cat under my covers, down by my feet. It was trying to give birth to her kittens.
Oh, what?
Oh my gosh. Well, nature is happening.
Yeah.
Nature. Nature.
Like, you know what? It's comfortable up here. This is where I want this to happen.
That's funny.
Wow.
These are great stories, guys.
Oh, my gosh. Amy had a bird fly in the dryer vent when I lived in an apartment.
Yeah.
Thought someone was trying to break in. Then when I peeked around the corner, saw a giant blackbird just flapping around.
Yeah.
At least it was a bird, not a bat. I feel like it's less aggressive.
Maybe.
The bat just looks scarier.
Maybe.
But also jarring.
All right. We'll get to one more. Speaking of birds, this is the wild things that you woke up to discover. Ryan messaged us and said, I woke up because my wife said, there's a turkey in the kitchen.
Oh.
I laughed because obviously there wasn't.
Oh.
Then I walked downstairs.
Yeah.
And there was.
Oh, full grown.
A full grown wild turkey standing on our kitchen island. I still don't know.
On the island?
Yeah. I opened the sliding back door, chased it back outside. Wow.
Would have been even better if it was Thanksgiving time.
Yes. Turkey's like, come
you
on.
You think
come
you're
going to
come at me?
Come at me. I dare you.
Is this where you would like me?
Come
on
at
a platter? Is this
All
where
right,
this
good
happens?
Good stories.
That's
awesome. 99.7 DJX.